Do you use salt pork much anymore?
My son is allergic to pork.
Really?
That makes him deathly sick. Eek. I love it.
Yeah.
We eat bacon.
Okay.
And ham.
All right. How about head cheese? Is that something that you find around here?
not very much. When I was growing up, my dad said, boy, he would give anything for head cheese. We used to have people that came around and sold subscriptions to mm-hmm. magazines and newspapers, like mm-hmm. the Kansas City Star and the Capper's Weekly and Ranch papers. Mm-hmm. And if that you subscribed to that, well, you would get this big book. It was about that thick. Uh-huh. I like this. Mm-hmm. I like this. And it had cures for all of the animal ailments.
Uh-huh.
And it had cures for the human ailments from your head to your toe. Had recipes in there and how to cut up animals for meat and how to process your meat and, mm-hmm. and vegetables and can and so forth. So there was a recipe in there for head cheese, and I made some for him. Mm-hmm. It's hard work.
How do you like it? Was it good?
No, I don't like it. It's too lardy.
Was he happy with it, or did it turn out well?
Yes, it turned out well.
Okay. Hard work, though.
Well, you make it out of the head of the hog.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised how much meat's on the jowls.
Yeah.
And that's what they make it out of. And they grind it up and then...
Wow. Yeah, sounds like pretty sort of queasy work, too.
It is. Interesting to see what an eyeball is made out of.
That sounds like quite a book. Do you remember the name of that? Did it have a name, or was it just something they threw together? Or?
I think it was a ranch and farm encyclopedia.
Sounds good. I'll have to look for one of those. It's in all my stuff. Was there a thin milk? Do you know what?
A skim milk.
Was it skim?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about curdled milk? Was that used at all for anything?
For the cottage cheese.
Okay. But was that the same thing, basically? Curdled milk, cottage cheese, or...
Your cottage cheese, you let the milk sit on a warm stove, not heat. Just like when you had the wood stove, you always set it on the back. And there was enough warm from the warming oven and so forth that we'd set it on there, and then it'd curdle, and if you put it into a bag, like sugar used to come in, or flour, hang it on the line and let it drain, then you have your cottage cheese.
Okay. Is that what you would have called it, cottage cheese, or was there another name for it? That you
cottage think of? Cheese.
Okay. Do you know how to make cornbread? Do you make cornbread, though?
Mm-hmm.
What are the ingredients of that? What would be called cornbread here?
You use corn meal and some flour, a little sugar, salt, meal, egg.
Okay. Okay.
And you can also add corn or pimentos and that type of thing, you know, to make the Southwestern and all that jazz, you know, from the different states.
Is that difficult to make, or?
No, it's really easy.
Pretty easy. What about wheat bread? Do you make that at all, or?
You know, actually, I don't bake bread anymore. I may have bought it from the Swan's man put it in the oven.